for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A
of the Wednesday afternoon service of December the 30th, 1987. The midwinter family camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. This is the continuation of Blanche Reynolds' teaching in this afternoon service.
Again, it may be the eagle hadn't flew, and the Lord spoke. And He said, not yet, daughter, but soon. You know, He wouldn't have had to said to not yet, and He wouldn't have had to said to but soon. The fact that He called me His daughter. I tell you, that brought a healing in me, a word in me that rested, hallelujah. A knowing that my God had made a provision. And when He speaks and His voice is clear, when you're listening, when you make yourself available to the Lord, He sees to it that you can understand. And in understanding, hallelujah, can run through a truth and leap over a wall. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So the Lord said, I'm with you always. I'm with you, saith the Lord. Let me read it correct. And the Lord aroused the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, the governor of Judah. Judah means praise. And the spirit of Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest. And the spirit of all the remnant of the people. So that they came and they labored. Now let that roll around in your spirit. Beloved, true deliverance is labor. I mean, when you get down on it and you cast that junk out, see, it's not just no, you know, patty-patty. When you get down to business with God and you command in His name, see, all the power and all the authority that's invested in that name, that you have the right to speak because you are His heir, that comes to your aid. And when you command that devil to loose you, and with that kind of determination, he's got to walk. Hallelujah. He can't stay there any longer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, the remnant came in. And they labored on the house of the Lord. And that's what's going on now. You and I, we're laboring on the house. See, we're a part that's vitally needed. You know, there's coming a day when you won't see where I quit and you begin. And you begin and I quit. There's coming a day when there's going to be such a joining, such a blending of His nature within us. Such a union of glory, hallelujah, that the Son, the heirs of the Son, the pattern seen, the transparency of total truth, when this old nature of man will be so done away with it, you're going to look and see Jesus. My Lord and my God, see, in the natural, I got my daddy's knobby knees, you know. I do. Went to see my brother one time. We couldn't find his house, and he was standing in the doorway looking for it. I told him, stop the car. Right there. I saw his knobby knees. He had on his walking shorts. They were just like mine. Wasn't no mistaking them. Hallelujah. Sure enough, it was my brother. Hallelujah. See, those things that we've been marked with in the natural, see, the personalities and the tendencies of this death realm, those things that have bruised our flesh to the point that we have taken on the look. Those areas of death that have controlled and beat and pressured us until we have missed the truth time and time again. But glory to God, there's a people coming who's going to stand in the balance. That's what your knees are for. They balance you to stand upright. They balance you when you sit, so you sit straight. See, they are needed for a walk in God. See, and what God is doing in this hour, He's balancing a people to walk in deliverance. a delivered people who will know the authority of the Word, and they'll not back up on any devil. Hallelujah. But they'll stand there, and in the name of Jesus, they'll command him to loose that vessel. Hallelujah. And in Jesus' name, they'll see deliverance. Glory to God. So, hallelujah. Well, can I go on, Brother Glenn? I got a little more. Okay. In the seventh month and on the 21st day of the month and in the second year of Darius, the king of Persia, Persia is like darkness, including the Chaldeans, and of course we know that was the area of witchcraft, the word of the Lord to the prophet Haggai. Now, I read that special so that you would know that no matter where you are, the Lord your God knows where you are. I mean, you can be like the catastrophe, see? You can be in the throes of death. God knows where you are. See? And He's always got a word ready for you there. Boy, ask me how I know. See? When you get down to the zero factor, and boy, don't forget this. When you get down to the zero factor, when you can't stand anymore and it looks like it's all washing away in the next second, that obligates God, His covenant, in your behalf to meet your need. Ask me how I know. Hallelujah. I learned how to pray and expect God. See, how many times do we get up off our knees because we had 6 goose pimples and 12 hairs that stood up. And we run to the telephone and we call our prayer partner and we say, oh, God is visiting me. And the Lord wanted to talk to you. He wanted you to linger there a while and seek His face and lay before Him and worship Him and let His Word be filled within your vessel so that when you got up to meet your day, you could waltz through it in glory. Seeing God's glory and dominion in everything that you put your hand to. Not having to search and lay down for somebody to walk over you or whatever your situation would be. See, this works. Deliverance is a measure. God thought so much about it, He put it in between the remission of sin and the healing of diseases. See, He put it right there in the middle of Isaiah's prophecy. He said, you're wounded. You were wounded for my... I was wounded for your transgressions. I was bruised for your iniquity. See, that's what rebellion is. That's what lawlessness is. That's why deliverance has to come. See, He was bruised so that your bruised blood wouldn't matter. His name in your mouth delivers you. Hallelujah. Because you're His heir. Glory to God. And in knowing this, hallelujah, you can command divine health. Hallelujah. It flows into both areas and it connects, it brings it together. His Word is life now. So He said to speak to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, the governor of Judah, and Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and to the remainder of the people, see, who are left among you, who saw this house in its former glory. And how do you see it now? See, you look at this pattern of the tabernacle of Moses. The excitement of every jot and tittle looking forward to the coming of Jesus Christ, the pattern son. Each area ministering to and longing for redemption's reconciliation and the holiness of covenant met in God's throne where the blood is sprinkled and you and I have the right to be there. See, look at it. How do you see it? Is this not in your sight as nothing in comparison to that? Yet now be strong and alert and courageous, O Zerubbabel, saith the Lord. Be strong and courageous, O Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest. And be strong and alert and courageous, all you people of the land, saith the Lord. And work. See, you can't expect this to be poured out to you and you empty yourself out if you don't work to keep it out. You keep yourself in worship and praise and seeking the Lord. You feed on the Word. You come before Him and pray and declare His glory. Hallelujah. He said, for I'm with you, said the Lord of hosts. Boy, when he says the Lord of hosts, I really get excited. One time he told me I was Mrs. Lord of hosts. When I read that 54th chapter of Isaiah, I said, hallelujah, Lord. You're my husband. Glory to God. You see, when you're out there all lonely and it looks like there's nobody there, and I was a stranger in a strange land. I had just moved to Montgomery, and I was so hurt, and I was so broken because my husband was gone, and I didn't have any friends there, and I didn't have enough money to make long distance calls to call my friends. You see, when God's working out His work in you, He sometimes takes you out of everything that you could patch yourself and slip into so you think you can get by. He takes you where you got to come face to face with this old flesh nature. And after I'd finished walking around in the stores all day every weekend, as long as they stayed open, and at 9 o'clock at night, I knew I'd have to go home and face that old lonely apartment again. And I couldn't stand it. And the tears would fall down my face again. And I would cry and I would cry and I would cry. Until one night I had to go to work about 135 miles away. I worked as a consultant to a chain of nursing homes, and I had to travel around. And I had gone up there because I had to change out some staff, and I had to stay there for 2 or 3 days. And I was so excited that I could go and I wouldn't have to stay in that lonely place for a while, and I'd be around people. But it came time for me to come home, and it was raining, and I cried all the way home. Let me tell you, it was raining more in my car than it was outside of my car. And I came in by this time after 135 miles of tears. Your eyes aren't seeing much. And I got the house unlocked. I didn't even open the light. I just set my suitcases down and kicked the door behind me closed and beat it for my bed. And I fell across it. Just boohooed. And you know what? I'd cried before, but I really let it rip then. And God spoke. And He said, "Where's my girl of faith and power?" I was just like Gideon under wine press. Who, me, Lord? You know, I was everything but faith and power in that point. And I got up off that bed and I turned on the light in my bathroom and I looked in that big old mirror and I saw that pitiful mess. And I said, "Devil, you're not doing this to me." And I began to command him out. And I broke the curse of that grief. I broke the curse of that loneliness. I broke the curse of that rejection. And I began to wash my face with soap. And I combed my hair. And I looked again. And I saw weakness there. And I commanded out weakness. And I dealt with his flesh. And I hadn't had to do that again. Hallelujah. See, sometimes the crisis has to put you in the place where you can look. The devil can't do anything to you that the Lord your God has not allowed. And when the crisis comes to your life, God has not set you up to fail. He knows that you're ready to graduate. Hallelujah. That you can cross over that death realm and begin to live. Hallelujah. So, He said, "Work, for I'm with you, saith the Lord. And according to the promise that I have coveted with you when you came out of Egypt," see. "According to the covenant," see, "when you broke the bands of slavery," see. You're not serving the gods of Egypt any longer. You're not serving the things of the flesh any longer. He said, "Work according to the promise that I coveted with you when you came out of Egypt. So my Spirit stands and abides in the midst of you. Fear not." Hallelujah. Now that kind of word you can digest. Hallelujah. That'll take you through the night. Glory to God. That'll make the morning be bright. Hallelujah. That'll bring a dawning to your understanding. He said, "For thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once more, and in a little while, I'll shake and make tremble the starry heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land." You see, everything in this natural realm has got to be dealt with. You can't live according to the desires of your flesh and expect to sit in His throne. In fact, that's what He told me one time. He said, "They're not bringing that junk and sit in my throne." And I knew what He was talking about. We're not going to take this stuff with us. It's got to go. And He made a plan to get rid of it here. And this is the hour. It's got to go. Hallelujah. And He said, "And I'll shake all the nations, and the desire and the precious things of all nations shall come in. Hallelujah. And I'll fill this house with splendor, saith the Lord of hosts. See, Jesus is making a true temple. I tell you, there's nothing more beautiful than the light of salvation in a human container when they've been lost and found. Hallelujah. There's nothing more glorious than when the Lord God begins to shape the authority of His Word in a vessel whose heart is turned to Him. Oh, you talk about a temple. The earth has seen nothing. I smile. Oh, no, I can't even say it like that. My heart's grieved at the kingdoms that ministries are building in this hour. The towers of prayer. And the things that they think that they've been called to do to please God. For shame, for shame, for shame. God, help us to listen, to look, to understand, to remove the things that cause us to wander around in a Babylonian word realm that keeps us from the power and the light and the glory of Almighty God. Let the Word fill your being. And what needs to be shaken, let's shake it. Hallelujah. Let's get it out so we can go on. See, I said this the other night. How can you go to town if you don't know where town is? That's what the Lord said to me, see. How can you go any further if you hadn't been there yourself, see? How can you take anybody where you haven't been, see? It's time to deal with yourself. That's what I'm saying. He said, the silver's mine. That's the word of redemption, see. Redemption's His. Gold is mine. So that's a divine nature. That's His, see. Saith the Lord of hosts. And the latter glory of this house, with its successor, see, to which Jesus came, shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in the place, in this place, He said, well, I give you peace. Oh, He's got peace that the world know not of. See, it's in the midst of the storm when you're expecting God to move the obstacles. See, it's when you can trust the Lord. Because His Word is spoken, see. Until holiness comes. Until we've been emptied out and refreshed and filled with the Holy Spirit. Until we can know in whom we believe. Until the reverence and obedience, discipline comes to this container. So that we can know Him. And the power outflowing from His resurrection. So we can know the true peace. The life that line upon line and precept upon precept is being revealed to in this hour to a people who are seeking Him. He said, in this place, He said, this tabernacle that He's building, He said, I'm going to give you peace, prosperity, saith the Lord of hosts. Now let's go down to the 12th verse in closing. 11th verse, He said, thus saith the Lord of hosts, ask now the priests to decide this question of the law. You see, when you begin to grow up in God and you recognize that He has laid His Word in you, and you begin to handle the holy things of consecration, you're viewing His Word with holy eyes that are longing for holiness. The Lord says, ask the priest this question. If one carries in the skirt of his garment flesh that is holy, because it has been offered in the sacrifice to God, and with his skirt or the flaps of his garment he touches bread or pottage or wine or oil or any kind of food, does what he touch become holy, dedicated to God's service exclusively? And the priest answered, no, holiness is not infectious. See, holiness is not infectious. See, it's not going to come until you have emptied out and made room. Holiness is holy. You cannot add to God or take away from Him. He is all mercy, wisdom, knowledge, counsel, might, understanding. See, it is not infectious. It is your gift. It is yours to receive. It is yours to make ready for. Let's hear the rest of it. Then said Haggai, if one who is ceremoniously unclean, because he has come in contact with a dead body, should touch any of these articles of food, shall it be ceremoniously unclean? And all the priests answered, it shall be unclean. Unholiness is infectiousy. If you don't get the junk out of you, you're not going to contain holiness. See, that's what it's saying. You're not going to know the mind of the Father. You're not going to walk in the peace that passes understanding. You've got to get the infection out, the death out. See, what is that? Infection is death. It's that breed of death that causes the flesh to deteriorate. It is a deterioration of the body. And that's what the lack of deliverance causes. It causes a deterioration of you, your body, both your personality and your physical man. You see, when your body becomes sick, your physical man has long since, your personality man has long since accepted the fact that there is a sickness there. That demonic force has taken over. Whatever has transpired from the bloodline, the weakness tendency there, like I'll use arthritis as a for instance, it comes out of rejection, unforgiveness, and self-pity, insecurity. How does it affect the person? If it continues, it draws that person unto themselves. It puts them in a fetal position, and they can't receive anything from anybody, you see. And that is birthed in the genes. That weakness comes forth. And when it begins to work on you and I, when we have come to Jesus Christ the Lord, and we have asked forgiveness for all of our sin, and we begin to grow up in God, and God begins to show us the things in our life, when we deal with those resentments of unforgiveness and the bitternesses and all of those areas of our life, and we cast out the authority of that death realm from our life, because we are not operating at this point in with wounded blood of our flesh, but we are operating under the wounded blood, the covenant promise, glory to God, of His bruise, hallelujah. He was bruised so that our bruised blood would not have any dominion and power. And with that covering of sprinkled blood on the covenant of the Lord God Almighty, you and I have been set free. But you got to possess it. It's got to become yours. You met the conditions of repentance and Jesus saved you. You got to meet the conditions of deliverance and be delivered. Hallelujah. You got to meet the conditions of commanding in the name of Jesus the sickness and the disease to loose you. You've got to possess your healing. In other words, by faith, knowing that what God has said is true and He says no lie. And in your midst, the Lord your God is building a true temple. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stones. Living stones. Full of grace and truth. A knowledge man in this hour. Sealed unto promise. Hallelujah. Knowing the mind of the Father. Following the Lamb. Whithersoever He goeth. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then answered Haggai, so is this people, and so is this nation before me, saith the Lord, and so is every work of their hands, and what they offer there on the altar is unclean, because they offer it, because they who offer it themselves are unclean. See? Hallelujah. And now I pray you consider what will happen from this day onward. Since the time before a stone was laid upon a stone in the temple of the Lord, God says, how have you fared? How have you fared? What do you know? Where are you in this hour? What is God saying in your midst? Are you allowing the enemy to destroy you because you don't know? Or are you standing and ready to fight? Just spitting that old sly fox, the devil's eye, and commanding him out of your life. bad grammar and maybe a bad choice of words, but I want you to know the seriousness of it. You've got power and you've got authority, and it works every time. Hallelujah. Now, he said, how have you fared? He said, through all that time, these things being so, the harvest not have not been fulfilled, expectations for. When one has gone expecting to find a heap of sheaves of 20 measures, there have only been 10, see? Man, we haven't even come into half of our inheritance, see? It's time that this many-membered body start doing, see? We've been preaching about, we've been talking about being the Son of God, but it's time for the sons to emerge and be counted, hallelujah, as His own. It's time to meet the conditions of sonship. It's time to be what we say we've been, and it's time to walk it out, and it's time to let the world see that there's a body, many-membered, corporate in statue, that's doing the will of the Father. Hallelujah. 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 He said, you go to the wine vat to drop 50 buckets and you only get about 20. Oh, we settle so short. We fall so short from the privilege of the living Word. See, hallelujah. But when you step in there and you come in, I just love the illustration you gave about the parking lot this morning. Man, that was a son walking. That was a son talking. Hallelujah. He knew his Father. Hallelujah. And in this natural realm, the authority of the Word got that little girl set free. Hallelujah. See, it's time to stop being afraid to walk in truth. It's time to hear what He said when He said, try me and prove me. He said, take my yoke is easy, my burden's light. He said, is not my word like a hammer? Oh, let the hammer hit, Lord. Hallelujah. Let it do the things that are necessary to drive this body into that place where we're fit together. Hallelujah. He said, I smote you with blight, with mildew, and with hail, and in all the products of the labors of your hand, yet you return not to me. See, I'm saying, Lord, what's it going to take to get these people from following religions and making their own rules and calling their own disciples? What's it going to take to bring this many-membered body in? What's it going to take to make men stand up and preach the everlasting gospel? What's it going to take to call a people out of darkness into light? Where are we in this, Lord, if we can't even call out of ourselves the thing that has been destroying us? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, I smote you with blight and mildew and the hail and in all the products of the labors of your hand, and yet you return not, nor were converted to me, saith the Lord. Consider, I pray you, from this day onward, from this hour, from this month, even from the day that the foundation of the Lord's temple was relayed. Hallelujah. Consider this. Is the harvested grain any longer in the barn? I tell you, my Father is getting the choice seed ready for the planting, and He's putting it in your hand. Hallelujah. In the springtime, and I don't know a whole lot about this, I know a little, but when a farmer gets ready to put his crop in, he's not going to buy anything but a hybrid good seed that's been tested. Isn't that right, my brother? He's going to look for that which has been made ready. And the Lord said, is the harvested grain any longer in the barn? Hallelujah. And as to the grapevine and the fig tree and the pomegranate, see, the grapevine were the pressures put on the grape to make the juice, see, the process of winemaking. The fig tree, where the curse is broken. The pomegranate, you know, it had its origin in Babylon, but you know that it was successfully planted in Jerusalem and it grew very well. Isn't that nice? Isn't that neat? Isn't that neat? You ever wonder why that pomegranate was on the bottom of the priest's garment? That they were right there where the foot company was going to be exposed. The Lord said that to me and I got so excited. Yes, that pomegranate had its origin in Babylon. But it got transplanted in that good old earth of Jerusalem. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And the olive tree, see, the symbol of the anointing. They have not yet borne. From this day on, He said, I'll bless you. I tell you, in every realm, God is going to bring a word people into position so that the kingdoms of this earth will bow down to the kingdom of our God, His Christ. There's going to a trumpet sound that is sounding. It's sounding right now. It's a word that's being taught to the body, and people are hearing, see. When you begin to build God's temple, see, and again the word of the Lord came to Haggai on this 24th day of the month saying, speak to Zerubbabel. See, that representative of the word of the Davidic monarchy, the covenant, and in direct line to the ancestry of Jesus Christ, see, the governor of Judah, saying, I'll shake the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. When God begins to build a temple, you and I, He's going to shake the heavens. He's going to shake the earth. Hallelujah. Everything that needs to be shaken, He's going to shake. And for the tapes information, I count the mind like a heaven place. Glory to God in this body, this earth like the body. Hallelujah. And He said, I will in a distant future overthrow the throne of the kingdom. See, going to pull down that seat that Satan has had in you, those old demon forces that have bound you up and control you, see. And He said, I'll destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the ungodly nations, and I'll overthrow the chariots, see. That's what they've built to think that they can carry their burden on. And those who ride in them, see, everything, the swift thing that they think they've got it all together and they don't need anybody to bring them in, see. And the horses and their riders, see, all the pomp and the circumstance, I liken that like the flesh, see. He said, I'm going to overthrow them. And they shall go down, every one of them, by the sword. And I liken that sword as the Word, see. He's dividing and He's separating and He's calling the people to rejoice in His midst, to know the Word. Hallelujah. And He says, in that day, saith the Lord of hosts, will I make take you, O Zerubbabel, my servant, the son of Shealtiel. Now remember what Shealtiel means. I ask of God. And what was Zerubbabel? It was the Word, or born in Babylon. Hallelujah. He said, you saith the Lord, and I'll make you through the Messiah. Your descendants, like my signet ring. See, hallelujah. He's going to make an impression into humanity. See, when the king took his signet ring and put it in the seal of the wax on the word that he was sending out, beloved, it stayed sealed until the guy it was written to got ready to read it. See, he said, I'm going to make you my signet ring. I'm going to seal you to the day of my promise. Hallelujah. The Word's been stored up. See, consider your ways. What did Paul say? I just count it joy. Oh, hallelujah. What is coming to be compared with? Anything in this natural realm, what is it to be compared with? The glory that's about to be conferred on us, to us, through us, in us, this translation says. He said, I'll make you my signet ring. For I've chosen you with whom to renew my covenant to David's line. Hallelujah. You see, when you begin to build God's temple, He's going to see to it that the heirs to His throne know the authority of His Word, know from whence they came, and every word that proceeds out of His mouth is so full of life and so full of power. Hallelujah. Y'all just praise the Lord a minute. I need a conference. Hallelujah. You want me? It's kind of late. You want me to just let the people go and not suffer? No? Okay. Can you play on the piano and we'll minister to people? You want to help me? Hallelujah. Father, we bless You this afternoon. I know that your body's tired. But I also know that there are needs here. There are needs that only You and the Holy Spirit are aware of. Deep hurts rooted in the test of time. Oh, hallelujah. We bless Your name, Jesus. Now let's become a body. Let's join together and let's begin to pray. Let's begin to intercede, and we're going to call some of you. If you got a need in your body this afternoon, let's come. Hallelujah. The lady on the back row in the brown sweater with your hands like this, come, dear. Hallelujah. Right there. Come on, sweetie. That's you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I thank You, Jesus. I thank this little couple right here. Would you come? This lady in the orange sweater. Hallelujah. And the gentleman that's seated beside you. Yes, ma'am. You have a lot of questions, honey, that the Lord is waiting to reveal unto you. A higher realm than you've ever understood, sweetheart. A way of life. Hallelujah. And the things of this world aren't to be compared with what God has in store for you, honey. Come up here, sweetheart. Hallelujah. Come up here, honey. Hallelujah. Y'all stretch your hand out to this precious woman. In the name of Jesus, let me take her first. Hallelujah. Come on, gentlemen. Hallelujah. Come on, y'all. Come on, honey. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, I pray for this precious woman. I want you to repeat after me, Lord Jesus, forgive me for doubt and unbelief, for selfishness. And I command, you loose me, Satan, in the name of Jesus. I command that weakness to go, the lust of my eye. I command to loose me in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath and let it go. Come on, loose her. Hallelujah. I've got you. Just hang with me just a minute. Come on out of her. I command you to loose her in the name of Jesus. You will loose her in Jesus' name. All of it with all your root. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That spirit of fear. Come on, get the fear. Come on. Yes, you are. I command fear. Come on. Loose her in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on out in the name of Jesus. I command it to you. Hallelujah. Now, don't let it minister to you. See, I want you to take a deep breath and kick it out. See, hallelujah. See, hallelujah. See, when it manifests, see, you take a deep breath. See, you're the boss in your tabernacle. See, just like to get it out of there. Hallelujah. See, he said his breath. He slays the wicked with the breath of his lips. Come on. Just take a deep breath. Come on. Out in the name of Jesus, I command it to go. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's it. Just let it go. Hallelujah. Come on out in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Get all the lust out. Come on. The lust. Come on. Come on. Salute you. Come on. Come on out. Come on out in the name of Jesus. Yes, you are. You're loose in the name of Jesus. The lust of the eye. Come on. Come out of her in the name of Jesus. I command it to go. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Now the fear of man and the fear of failure. Spirit of loneliness, hallelujah. I command that to go. Rejection, oh, hallelujah. Fear, failure, yes, yes. Now, you're the boss, okay? Now, we're going to do battle, all right? Okay, hallelujah. See, we win. Now, you take a deep breath, and we're going to get that old fear and that loneliness and rejection, see? Better take a deep breath. Now, let's go. Go, take it out, let it out. Out in the name of Jesus, yes, glory to God, I command it. Come on, don't you tear her. Come on, push him out, push him out. You got to holler, let it go. I break the curse of witchcraft. Come on, come on, I break the curse of the witch. Come on, out in the name of Jesus. Loose her, come on, let it go. Out, out. I break the curse of the witch. Come on, out of her in the name of Jesus. All of it, all of us. I go back 10 generations. I pull down every hex and vest off sorcery and divination. Come on, out of her. In the name of Jesus, loose her. I command you to loose her in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Father. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How you feel? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Will you just step here and help me, okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, y'all. Hallelujah. Lord, I'll get you next, okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Questions, questions, questions. Answers available. Oh, answers available. The Lord your God would say, oh, come that a Messiah. Such a wealth of truth. He said, I brought you out to bring in. That wonder you got, that's me, said the Lord. That's me in there. I'm showing you. Hallelujah, my glory. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray for your wife. Is this your wife? Okay. But I got mixed up when I always ask now because I put the wrong people together and I felt so bad about it. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Lay your hand on your wife, honey. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Fear, anxiety, worry.
Hallelujah.
Take a deep breath. I want you to get rid of it, honey. Right now, in the name of Jesus. You're the boss. Let it go. Come on. Take a deep breath and let it go. Come on. Push it out. Push it out. Take a deep breath and push it out. Come out. Come on. Yes, that's it. Come on. Spirit of hatred and violence and anger. Come on. Anger. Come out in the name of Jesus. I command you, Alicia. Come out in Jesus' name. Loose it right now. Take a deep breath. Push it out. Come on. Yes, you are. Oh, yes, you are. You're obeying. Come out. In the name of Jesus. See, I would just push. There. Come on, in the name of Jesus, the lust of the eye. Come on, let's get into it. Come on, the lust of the eye. Come on, I command you to go. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Put you in bondage all the time. I break the chain of the bondage of the lust of the eye. Come on, let it holler. Come on out. Yes,
That's right. Come on, come on. Come on. Take a deep breath and push. Sing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Out in the name of Jesus. I command you, Lord. I command you in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. I bless your name, Lord. I bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I break the curse of the witch and the witchcraft in the name of Jesus. I go back 10 generations. I break the curse of domination in the name of Jesus. I always want your way in the name of Jesus. Come on, take a deep breath and let it go. Come on. Come on up. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Come on. I command you loose in the name of Jesus. There. Come on. Push hard. Push hard. Take a deep breath and push it out. See, you won't pass when you say, come on, get the rest of it. Come on, out in the name of Jesus. Yes, you will. You will lose this woman in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Call on my side. Hallelujah. Now, the doubt and the unbelief, see, insecurity, see, insecurity. Come on, take a deep breath and let him go. Come on. Get the rest of it. See, it's an entanglement. It's like pride and all that that rolls up together, and you think you can't make it, and you feel all bad inside. You take a deep breath. There we go, honey. Push it out. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Yes, yes, you are. You're coming out. Yes, you are. You're coming out. Come on. Come on out. Yes, you are. You're going to loose her. Take a deep breath and just let it go. All the mind control. Come on. I'll break that authority too. All the mind control in the name of Jesus. That's it. That's it. Come on out in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I bless your name. Glory of us. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now you stay right there. We're not done. We're going to pray for your husband. I'm going to come back to you. Hallelujah. Got to have the divine order. Hallelujah. This is the priest in your home. But you was ready because I questioned the Lord about it and he told me to do that. All right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I'm priest in this home. I'm the head of this house. I answer unto Almighty God. And I come to you, Lord Jesus. I go back 10 generations. Both sides of my family, I break every curse, every legal right of witchcraft, all of its dominion. I cast it out in the name of Jesus. I want you to take a deep breath. Hallelujah. And I break the curse of witchcraft, dominance, control, the curse of the warlock and the witch. Take a deep breath, honey. Hallelujah. Just that's pushing out. Come on, push it out. There's more. There, get the rest of it. Bring suicide and death with it. Yes. Hallelujah. Let it go, honey. Let it go. Come on, I'll break its power. See, in the name of Jesus, they cast it out. I break its power. Take a deep breath and get it out there. See, it's got to go. All of it's got to go. That's it. In the name of Jesus. Yes, there's a little more. Get the rest of it. Hallelujah. Yes, all the entanglement in the name of Jesus. Now death and suicide, all that, the horror, the panic, the spirit of panic. In the name of Jesus, take a deep breath, son. Let it go. Come on. All the fear that's tangled up in that. Come on. Loose him in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath and go. Come out of him in the name of Jesus. I command it to go. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. I want you to forgive everybody that's ever hurt you. Forgive your dad, your mom. You got brothers and sisters. Forgive him. Forgive your step parents.
Just because they were my real parents.
Oh, I see. I understand. All right. Forgive yourself.
Forgive myself.
Forgive your wife.
Forgive my wife.
Glory to Jesus. Father, I break the curse of poverty. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke the devourer. In the name of Jesus, sir, take a deep breath and let that go. I go back in a generation, man. See, he's tied up in the witchcraft. Come on, in the name of Jesus. See, there's things that went on in our generation we don't know anything about, but we pull it down in the name of Jesus. Poverty, see. I break the authority of poverty. Come on out. In the name of Jesus, see. Like your finances are put in a bag with a hole in it. In the name of Jesus, let it go. Hallelujah. Just take a deep breath and let it go. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. The lust of your eyes, sir. The lust. Lust in the name of Jesus. Fantasy. Take a deep breath and let that go. See, we don't want to. There, let it go. All of that. See, the torment. I break the curse of lust and uncleanness. Take a deep breath, sir. Let it go. Come on. Loose him in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Now let's pray for your lady. Hallelujah. Put your hand on her head. That's where the priest makes his covering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You can fix your hair after a while. You know this area where you always see things that he needs to do, you know.
Huh.
you're always ready to talk about it, see?
Yeah.
Father, I pray for wisdom. All right. In the name of Jesus, I pray for wisdom for this vessel, Lord, to be your helpmate in every area, to know when to speak and when to be silent, to minister to the need of her husband. Father, no fault finding, but prayer time. Jesus. There, just hold on to me a second there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank you, Jesus. I bless your name, Lord. Father, I pray for the vows of this union, that there will be a deeper understanding in this marriage, that they'll consider the ways that they treat one another and the things that they give themselves to, and they take time to be holy before you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Come here, sweetheart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glenn, won't you stand with her for a covering? This, all of, you know, we know some of what all of this is, yeah. Hallelujah. Now, I want to take you back to being your little girl time, okay? Wait, see, that's... Now, Glenn is standing here. Yes, come on, we're going to do it. It's going to be all right, Angel. That's it. Come on. Just gather around her. Come on.
Yeah.
Look, if we can get it out, you won't ever have to do this again. This is the last fight, okay? I want you to repeat after me.
I command
all the bruises of my childhood.
All the spirit of hatred.
Violence.
Anger.
And torment.
To loose me.
Now take a deep breath, honey, and push it out. Now come on. The curse of the witch. Come on out. Come out in the name of Jesus.
Come out.
I break all your curses of abuse and molestation. Come on. All of that incest. I break the curse of incest. Come on. Out in the name of Jesus. Come on. Break all the drugs and addiction. Come on. In the name of Jesus. Out of her. In the name of Jesus. Out. Come on. Yes, Lord. Out. Out. I break the curse of the witch. The curse of the witch, the domination of the warlock. Come on. Yes. In the name of Jesus, worship. Come out of it right now. Just stand there. Almost gone. Let the rest of it. Let it holler out. There. Push. Get it out. In the name of Jesus, come on.
All of it.
Where is it? Push.
The minion over.
There it is.
Break the dominion.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Honey, if you keep yourself before the Lord, that's the last time you'll have to fight that battle. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Father, I break the curse of blasphemy off of her in the name of Jesus. All the generations past of blasphemy in the name of Jesus. I command that to go. Won't you take a deep breath and let that come out too? Come on. Blasphemy, you're coming out. Come on out. Yes, you are. I break the curse of damnation. Come on out. Yes, out in the name of Jesus. I command it. The death wish and the curse of suicide and death. Come on. Loose her in the name of Jesus. You'll come out in Jesus' name. All of it. Ah, come on, let it come out. Out in the name of Jesus, you loose it. Come on, that's it. I break the curse of Leviathan, the serpent, and that nest of serpents there. Come on out. Yes, you are. You're going to loose her right now. Come out in the name of Jesus. Yes, push. That's it. See, you're the boss. You're having meeting in your tabernacle. You're cleaning house tonight. In the name of Jesus, that's what you came here for. To get the rest of it out. In the name of Jesus, come on. Push it out. In the name of Jesus, that's it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, get your rest of it. All the lust, too. The lust and the spirit of fornication, that's what all that is. In the name of Jesus. in the name of Jesus. And that comes in your bloodline, honey. I break the curse of fornication and adultery off of you, honey. I go back 10 generations. Yes. I break the curse of the bastard. In the name of Jesus, the illegitimacy. Take a deep breath and let it go. Come on. Out. Yes, you are. You're going to loose her. Come on. Come on. Yes, put that on my side. Come on. Out of her in the name of Jesus. I command to loose her in Jesus' name. Every bit of it. Come on. I told him, I said, out in Jesus' name. Every bit of it. Push hard. We're going to get it all out. Hey, Dad, it's almost gone. Get the rest of it. I thought of us to come. You will loose her in the name of cough and just spit it out when you can. Cut out of my side. Cough and spit him out. Cough and spit it out. When there we go. Cough and spit it out. That's it. Lord of my side. Get all the uncleanness. Come on, it's got to come out. All the desire and the lust and the fantasy, the spirit of fantasy. I break the curse of fantasy and pornography. Come on. Out of the name of Jesus. Come on. I command it to go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Glory to Jesus now. Let's get the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Let y'all raise your hands and praise the Lord. All the area that got emptied out, let's fill it up with the Holy Spirit. I didn't get a chance to tell you that. Say, come on in, Jesus. See, come on in, Jesus. Hallelujah. All of you. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. You say, Lord, baptize me in the Holy Ghost. I receive it with the gift of speaking in tongues. Now take a deep breath. Say, I love you, Jesus. Do it again. I love you, Jesus. Every time you say it, mean it more. We learn how to worship. Say, I love you, Jesus. Say, come on, learn how to worship. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I speak in tongues. Yeah, that's it. Louder. That's it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to Senor Jesus. Praise the Lord. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Put your hands up and speak in tongues.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you. 20 minutes.
The little couple with the little girl on the front row. Oh, okay. Come on. Let's pray for you, Irma says. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. My, such a man of God. Hallelujah. Kitora Messiah. The call of God is mighty. Oh, and when the answer is here, Lord, this kingly man, hallelujah, sure a Messiah, the glory of God. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bind every spirit, timidity and shyness, and I cast it out. Take a deep breath, son. Yes, just that. There's not much there. You've dealt with it before, but there's a little bit. That just, it's that little jar before you start to go into somebody's office. See? And you're just checking everything out to make sure you've got it all together. In the name of Jesus, shyness and timidity. Come on, take a deep breath and let it go. Come on. Loose him in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Holy Messiah. Thank you, my Father. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Sweetheart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, what a kingly man. What a house. What a household. Hallelujah. In generations past, the Lord has always had people who served Him in your bloodline, sweetheart. There have been wickedness and there's been weakness. There's been a lot of things that weren't right, but there's been a man that was ready to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to Messiah. Hallelujah now. And that same shyness, and it even goes farther than that. I see you like a little girl standing before all your elders, and they want you to sing and dance and recite, and you want to run in the other room.
heart of Messiah, and all that little shame and fear and just shyness, insecurity, yes. Take a deep breath and let it go. Come on. Oh, say the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I just let it out in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All of it, yes. It's like that. And Father, I speak to the general there. I pull down that last stronghold of that area in the name of Jesus. The fear of death. Come on. Come on out. Yes, come on out in the name of Jesus. I command it to go. You're going to loose her right now. And all the rejection of being afraid to be rejected. Hallelujah. We just help her down. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on. She's pulling my side there. Just let it out. Let it out. The last of it has to go. Honey. Come on, she's caught on my side. Let's let it out, baby. In the name of Jesus, yeah. Now I break the curse of the warring witch. Come on, come on. All the witches, come on, come on. There we go, there we go, there we go, there we go. Yes, come on in there. Come on out in the name of Jesus. Get it out, get it out. Yes, you are. I break your authority. Just push. Yes, you are. You're going to lose her. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on out, come on out. That's it. Spit it out. Come on, cough it and get him out of there as quick as you can. Hallelujah. Come on out. He's got to go. That's it, that's it. Come on out. Come on, don't you tear her. Come out of there. In the name of Jesus. There, there, that's it, that's it. Now he's gone to business. Hallelujah. Come on. In the name of Jesus, come on. Yes, you are. Come on, self-pity. You got to come on, come on. Come on, the last of it. Get the strong man. There's been a witch there in charge of that. Let it go. Yes, you are. Come on, come on. Grief, grief, the spirit of grief. Come on, grief. You got to go. Sadness, sorrow, come on out. Take a deep breath, honey. Don't let it manifest. Kick it out. That's it. There, now you're working out. That's it. Push it out. There we go. Now cough it out in the name of Jesus. Push it out. That's it. That's it. Let him out. Just spit it out. Just spit that out in the name of Jesus. Come on out. Come on out in the name of Jesus. You're going to lose it. Hallelujah. Sweet Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, that's so good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I tell you what, you're lovely. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, I don't know what you guys do, but keep on doing it. It's good. You're sweet before the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I think I need your help. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord and forget not all His benefits. Oh, how we love Him today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless your name, Jesus. We praise you, Lord, for your covenant promise. Oh, your word endures forever. Hallelujah. Come on, sweetheart, get to baptism, the girl in the blue. We'll come with your husband. Come on, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Bless you, sweetheart. Hallelujah. Well, we want to pray for you, too. Maybe you'll come and stand with me here, honey. Hallelujah. You, praise the Lord. We'll get you just a second here. Hallelujah. Honey, I want you to know that you are not a forgotten woman. And that the Lord loves you very much. And your time would be better served with more of Him. And you're seeking Him and in the Word. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bind the curses of witchcraft, rebellion, the father of lies, in the name of Jesus, the pressure in the blood, yes. Loose her in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I break the curse of death and destruction in the name of Jesus. I command that spirit to loose her right now in Jesus' name. Come on out. Come on out in the name of Jesus. I command it to loose you, honey. Just say, Haramasakaramahai. I see that. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, just command it to go. That spirit of death that's in there, in the name of Jesus, come on, you're going to loose her right now. I want you to begin to cough and get ready to spit it out, honey. In the name of Jesus, come on out. Come on out in the name of Jesus. I break the curse and the origin of it. I go back 10 generations. I break the curse over her thyroid in the name of Jesus. Come on, spit it out. Come on, cough and spit it out. Come on, get it up. Come on out in the name of Jesus. I command it to go. Yes, you are. You're going to loose her in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, you are. You're going to loose her. You'll not hide that in the name of Jesus. I command you to go in Jesus' name. All of it in with all your roots. Come on out. Yes, go to my side. Hallelujah. Let's just spit that out. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I bless your name, Lord. I bless your name, Lord. We command it to go. Father, I command this tumor to dissolve in the name of Jesus. Yes, I do. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Yes, you will. Oh, yes, you will. You'll lose her in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. I bless your name.
This is the end of this message.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.